on Giddy Up, the Hong Kong Corner. For the latest on Hong Kong racing, go to hkjc.com.
What a week it promises to be in Hong Kong with their biggest race, the Hong Kong Derby, coming up on Sunday. Tommy Woods all over it. G'day, Tom.
Morning, Gareth.
How's the build-up been?
Yeah, it's been good. The barrier draw takes place on Thursday morning at 11:30 Hong Kong time. So that'll be all on the website, hkjc.com. Very competitive derby. A few spanners in the works have been thrown in for sure with Galaxy Patch, who probably has the class angle over many in the field, but will he see out the distance? And Massive Sovereign, who bolted up in a Class 3 2,000 metre race, first up for trainer Dennis Yip. So there's a lot of questions that are yet to be answered. There was a report last night that came through about Hemios Express, so everything's progressing fine with him. He'll be ticked over by the vets again on Saturday morning. So, very intriguing this year with a few ace cards thrown in.
We had David Hayes on the show yesterday. He was talking about Star Mac, who's been consistent. He wants a truly run race, but he goes, you wouldn't believe it, Gareth. Like, every race in Hong Kong, they go flat out, apart from these four-year-old features. It's been a farcical run derby last year, and it's been two farcical Group 1 races leading up towards the derby.
And there's every chance that happens again at the weekend. So with the 2,000 metres, it's such a short run into the first turn. And the last race, the Classic Cup, it was a very muddling runner affair. And so there's every chance that this could potentially happen again, which wouldn't be ideal for his horse, who always is on the back foot at the start anyway, because he misses it. Hemios Express, if he draws wide, I'd probably want to maybe avoid being on him. I've been with him for both of his starts so far. So, there's a lot to play out, especially when it comes to the barrier draw on Thursday morning.
Who are you tipping?
Oh, I was with Hemios Express, but again, not sure at this stage now that he's missed some work. He's been very good in his two runs to date so far. He'd want to settle. He settled better last time out, of course, in the muddling run affair. But if he draws wide, I'd probably want to abandon ship. So I'm not hanging my hat on anyone at this point.
Who are we backing at Happy Valley tonight?
Race 5, number 6, Super Charizard. There was a lot to like about his debut run. Absolutely nothing. Went right over the 1,000 metres for Mark Newnham and Karis Teton. He missed the kick and then he got castled coming off the back straight. But still made a lot of good ground on a night they weren't making a lot of ground from the back. So race 5, number 6, Super Charizard, Mark Newnham and Karis Teton stepping up in distance. Race 4, number 4, Glory Cloud. He put up a really strong performance last time out to suggest he can run well again tonight for a trainer Casper Found. So he's race 4, number 4. And a few first starters going around in the second race over 1,000 metres. Race 2, number 3, Universal Blaze for John Size and Karis Teton. Trialled well in NZ prior to arriving here with Tony Pike. He's been getting gradually better in his trials. His turf trials have certainly been a lot better than his all-weather trials. And it's a very open 1,000-metre race. You might get around to 7, 8, 9 to 1 for his debut. He's drawn low over 1,000 metres on the C+3 course. So that's definitely a positive. Race 2, number 3, Universal Blaze.
Race Universal. What was that? Race 3, number 3, is it? Universal Blaze.
Race 2, number 3.
That's why I couldn't find it. Race 2, number 3, Universal Blaze. What would be your very best for the day?
Race 5, horse 6, Super Charizard.
All right, then Mark Newnham flying as well.
Yeah, he's had a great last couple of weeks, has Mark. He hasn't had a heck of a lot of runners, so his strike rate with his team has been pretty good. He had a few sort of mediocre horses in the stable. He's started to bring out a few newer ones like Super Charizard. Things didn't go right at the weekend for Wind Cheetah, who missed the start, and then they fired him forward. And that's the worst thing you can do when they miss the start, is fire them forward. So forget there, but he's bringing a few of his new horses on the scene now, which are turning up and running well.
Tell you what, he's dressing superbly as well, Mark Newnham. He gets into that camera shot when those jockeys go back to the scale to weigh in, you know, that shot that you see, and you can see some of the trainers and that move into that shot. He's always wearing a knot. He's got the caps down pat. He's looking $1 million, Mark Newnham, and he's getting results. So Hong Kong is treating him well.
Yep, there's always I'd say two trainers that are the best dressed trainers around, and he's one of them. The other one is Frankie Law.
Yeah, Frankie Law, he's unbelievable. Well said, Tommy. Well, enjoy this week, mate. We'll catch up with you on Saturday on SEN Track.
Thanks, Gary.
Great to catch up with Tom Wood.